Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to local leaders who impact our community, including News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring today's program. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
This morning, it's the Riverside Center, My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. It's May 9th through June 28th. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director here, along with people involved in the show. We'll introduce you to them in just a second. Patrick, good to have you here this morning. Good morning. You're ready for another show.
We're ready for another show, and I'm glad to see you back.
It is so good to sit here and talk to you.
Yes,
you were
likewise.
You were one of the people I missed, because we really have a good time these hours just kind of talking about theater and just a lot of things.
I feel the same way, Ted.
A musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. This is you're never the same at the Riverside Center. You jump around. You go from 9 to 5. Now we're going to Sinatra.
When you do 6 shows a season, you got to keep your audience interest up. So you got to shake it up, and you got to do the smaller shows. You got to do the bigger shows. So I think that this area, I don't think, has had anything geared right towards Sinatra. And being his centennial year, and I mean, this Fredericksburg, Stafford County area, the people that I've met, just everybody asks, they love the oldies. I mean, we've got oldies stations in town,
yeah.
So I thought, why not Sinatra? It's classy, it's elegant, and we've got that kind of a cast and a director to present the show here, so we're really excited.
Speaking of the director, Dennis Courtney is he's here. He's the director. Dennis, we were talking off air just before we got started here, and this isn't necessarily, a lot of people you'll think, oh, Sinatra, that's somebody my grandparents listened to. But
right.
But this style and his music is timeless.
It is completely timeless, and because you have a great singer telling a great story, which in itself is timeless, and the tunes are all iconic, and it's really amazing how today that music has really come back big time, with Tony Bennett still performing,
yeah.
And people like Lady Gaga saying, I want to perform with you, and Michael Bublé making his career, being the new Frank Sinatra, and Frank Sinatra having been undoubtedly the most popular icon of the 20th century makes him timeless and makes his music timeless.
For people who aren't aware, I mean, he was just huge.
Oh, beyond huge. I mean, we take it for granted today because everybody's famous for 15 minutes, but Frank Sinatra was really the first superstar and the first matinee idol and the first Bobby Soxer, and he was the first entertainer who was ever hounded by the paparazzi. So that it was not only his brilliant professional life, but his personal life became so intriguing to all of us also.
Patrick, he was not only known for his singing, but if you watch Turner Classic movies or see some of the black and white movies, I mean, he was in a number of movies too.
Oh, quite a few movies, but he was unique at the time, and there's nobody that can duplicate him. You know, today we live in an American Idol society and The Voice and all of that kind of stuff, where there's just a lot of people who are similar, or everybody is trying to be somebody, whereas Frank was himself. There's nobody that emulated style like Frank Sinatra, and I think that's why he's timeless, because even the younger generations today, they have such great respect for somebody who was so well at their craft, and that's why he was able to cross over into film, and he was true to what he did. There was nothing phony about Sinatra. Sinatra was just, as I said earlier, represented class.
Yeah, and it's really important to know that because there was only one Frank, that our show is a tribute to him and his music and his style. Nobody plays Frank in our show. We're not doing impressions of Frank Sinatra. It's important that we know that, because there was only one Frank. So this is really, truly a tribute to him.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because we also have Stephanie Cowan here and Tim Russell. And so I guess you're part of the show, and you both are singing some of these songs.
Right.
The show is a blast. Frank Sinatra recorded over 1,300 songs.
1,300
songs. Sometimes he would sing 100 songs a day. But in our show, somehow brilliantly, the authors of the show have crafted 56 songs into a construct of medleys throughout the show. So, for example, you have a Broadway medley where you have the iconic Broadway songs that Frank loved to sing, Where or When from Babes in Arms, for example. You have a cities medley. He sings about Paris and Chicago and New York all the time, and then it goes on and on and on. So the show is constructed through five or six different medleys, and we cap it off by singing the title of the show, My Way.
Well, yeah, yeah. So it sounds like for both of you, Stephanie, this sounds like it's a fun show.
It is. I think that one of my favorite parts of the show is that it truly is about the music and the storytelling and the relationships that the four of our cast members develop. And being able to tell that kind of story with truthfulness and honesty while paying tribute to such an iconic man is really a blessing. It's a gift to be able to sing such beautiful music, I think, is what I'm most excited about.
Is it tough to sing songs that, as you're doing these songs, I'll recognize a lot of them and recognize how he sang them. You're obviously
Absolutely.
Singing them in your own way. Is it tough to not try to emulate him?
Absolutely. For me, at least. Because you hear, especially because I grew up on this music, so there's always that voice in the back of your head. You hear it and you hear it, and you're trying not to impersonate him. But at the same time, you want to be true to the style. And because he was such a unique artist in terms of how he interpreted songs, you want to honor that in terms of the way he bended rhythms and things like that. So, yeah, you stay true to the style, but you never try to impersonate him because there's only one Frank.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's on that point, it's really important to know that Frank Sinatra and the songs of that era were really the soundtracks of his life and the soundtracks of all our lives. Which makes it much, much more relatable to an audience as opposed to how did Frank sing that song? Right. Frank was such an amazing storyteller, and so were the other singers of his era, that it's really the journey is to take people on the soundtrack, not just of Frank's life, but of their lives. That's what the journey of the show is, and that's what it does so brilliantly.
That's Dennis Courtney. He is the director. Tim Russell and Stephanie Cowan are part of they're part of the show. And Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center here this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up this morning on My Way. It's May 9th through June 28th at the Riverside Center. We'll be back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, May 9th through June 28th at the Riverside Center. Patrick Ahern, Stephanie Cowan, Tim Russell, and Dennis Courtney all here this morning talking about it. Just to go back for just a second, Patrick, 9 to 5 with Sally Struthers came to a close.
Yes, Sunday.
Pretty successful run.
Oh, not even pretty. It was huge. I mean, that place was packed for almost 10 weeks. Sally draws in a crowd. So
everybody said it was hilarious.
It was a lot
it
of
was.
Fun. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, it was a great show. Yeah, we're looking forward to her return. She's coming back to do MAME in the fall.
But the
area supported it well. And it's always sad to see one go, but it's always exciting to see a new one open. So that's showbiz. You keep moving.
I guess, we talked about that before with the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber and how attached you were to that for many reasons.
Yeah.
Then the next show comes along and you just say, move on.
Okay, move on. That's all you can do. Put it away, save the memories, and bring the next great thing on.
For Sally, she's been coming every couple of years. Now that she's coming back a little shorter time, are the times then that we see her going to shorten up perhaps a little bit? I guess it depends on the shows.
It's all timing. I mean, she hadn't been back to us since Full Monty, It was almost 2 years. So it just it worked out that we were going to do Annie with her. That was the plan, but then the rights were pulled because of this. There's a national tour out right now, so the buzz was out that she was coming back. So we thought MAME would work with her in the role that she's done before, So I don't know what season 19 holds for where she'll fit into that year, but it's all in the timing.
Well, one of the things that you have to deal with behind the scenes all the time is. Things like a national show comes along and they pull something that you're expecting to do and a lot of moving parts always to this industry.
You're thrown a curve daily. And it's not just, you know, with the show that's going up. People don't understand that you're trying to work a year, at least a year ahead. And you know, right now we're doing our audience survey for to see what they'd like to see for season 19. So, I'm already thinking season 20 because you've got to know what's coming available. Mm-hmm. And if you stay in close touch with the licensing companies, they'll give you, you know, indications. This is about to come out. Do you want this? You're constantly having to think at least 2 years and then keep what's existing going and then keep everybody happy and then deal with the personalities both at the, you know, infrastructure of the Riverside Center and the people that come from out of town. And it's challenging, but there's nothing like it.
Patrick Ahern with the Riverside Center here this morning. We're talking about My Way that will be at the Riverside from May 9th through June 28th. Patrick, it's always interesting to find out how you get cast members and you find them in many different ways.
Well, I think the first thing, as a director, I think 60-70% of the director's job is in casting. But then even more important in my position as a producer and artistic director is to find the right director. And I'm blessed to have Dennis with us because, when I thought about doing the show, you think, oh, it's a review. You can just throw it to anybody. Mistake. That's the first thing you don't do. You find out who is good at this, who's done it before, who's done it well. And just watching him work and the ease that he works, and just when we met in New York at the audition process, I knew that he was the guy to find the right cast. And so we did the casting in New York, and you just are endeared to certain people when they come in, and then they come to a callback. And, I think Dennis has done a fine job in casting Tim and Stephanie, and we've got Blair Baker and Alex Canty. Yeah, so the four of them all do very, very well.
So, when you were doing casting, Stephanie and Tim, how did they stand out to you as you looked?
Well, I mean, there's so much that goes into it, and a lot of it is gut. When you get past the skill in New York City or anywhere you audition, there are literally thousands of people who are phenomenally talented.
Yeah.
Phenomenally talented, just to the point where then you have to go past that and look at the personalities, not only of the actors themselves, but what they're willing to give you on the stage, whether they're willing to bear their heart, their soul, their humor. And really the bottom line is we have to live together, these four people plus me and a music director who have never met before in a room, and we have to spend all day with each other, and now we're going to spend 16 hours a day with each other for the next week. So we have to know that we're going to get along. So it comes down to trusting your gut and knowing who's going to deliver the goods on the stage. And this cast is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not only do they sound good, but they're really, really great people, wonderful entertainers and great storytellers.
And I think that at least what I saw in New York with the four and especially with Tim and Stephanie, they're younger, but they evoke the style of the, I mean, their voices. You know, Stephanie, I've said it to Dennis a couple of times, but she reminds me of Rosemary Clooney way back mm-hmm. in her early days. Tim, to me, evokes the Rat Pack. I mean, he just has that sense of, those guys of that time.
I can see that.
So it's not just about sitting there and going, wow, there's a great voice. They look good. But there's something about their essence. And that's kind of what drew me to them.
Yeah. I actually remember in the callback, the other three people who were finally cast, we actually had conversations. I remember sitting in the hallway with Alex talking about fitness, and I remember reading with Blair, and we kind of became friends over that, and I saw her at another callback, and we were like, hey, what's up? So good to see you. And so it was really nice to kind of have that familiarity during the callback because we were able to kind of get to know each other before.
And what's good about it, too, this entire show comes in, nobody has met these people before. It's a fresh look, fresh faces at Riverside. And I think that's what the audience is like. They like to, you know, come in and they've just seen the former cast. And sometimes when we do large shows, the previous show and the new show will have some of those same people in it. Now, this is a show where people come in and go, wow, new completely new blood. And that's not to say anything about the, you know, the old blood, because the old blood is great.
And they'll be back, probably.
But you want to be able to have people, you know, have absence makes the heart grow fonder. So you want them wanting those other people back instead of seeing the consistency of every show. So,
and I look at having a small cast like this, as the show goes on, you get to know, you kind of get to know everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Intimately by day two.
Right.
Yeah.
This show specifically, we basically never leave stage. So we're always present and we're always telling the story throughout. And so a lot of that, it's interesting, one of the challenges that Dennis has presented us is while we're telling this story, to remember that we don't know each other in the beginning. So it's so easy for Tim and I to get along as friends because we've spent this time prepping, but also outside being friends. And so we have to kind of remind ourselves to start fresh and start from the beginning. And that's been a fun challenge.
Is it tough, Tim, to be on the stage all the time like that?
It is. I mean, it's definitely a marathon. You kind of have to train yourself and train your muscles to build up and to develop that kind of stamina. You know, because a lot of Broadway style musicals, maybe you're just in a couple of scenes. You get to do your scene. If you're a featured vocalist, you go into your dressing room and then you come on, do your scene, and go back. But this show, we don't leave the stage at all.
Right.
So over the rehearsal process, we've been able to just build up that stamina. But first couple days of rehearsal, we're like, wow, I forgot what it's like to do this. 2 hours, nonstop talking and being engaged and being present on stage, definitely a challenge, but a lot of fun too.
And the show itself is not vocally challenging to the point where we are straining ourselves, but we found a couple weeks into rehearsals, we were like, this is a hard show. Being able to sustain it and really give the finesse to our voices and to our characters, and keeping that consistent throughout the 2 hours.
And Dennis, it occurs to me that when you've got a small cast like this, and just four of them on stage, you've got eyes always looking at them. It's not like there's a scene here and you've got secondary people over on the side. Pretty much everybody's there. Everybody's looking at all four characters all the time.
That's true. That's true. I mean, and obviously whoever is singing the solo or the duet is in the prime focus, but the other two people are always engaged.
Yeah.
It's not your typical old-fashioned musical where we're watching one person, then on comes a big chorus number, and then on comes a book scene. I mean, as integrated as that can be, this is taking that integration 10 steps forward. And the fact where everybody is engaged at all times, which is good because it's, you know, I love, as an audience member, that no matter where I look on stage, there's something going on. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm told I'm supposed to be looking here, I will look somewhere else because I'm a curious person. And this show will satisfy those people who are curious in the audience.
RiversideDT.com is the website for the Riverside Center. And we always talk about this, Patrick, but if you're thinking this is a show I want to watch and want to go with some friends with or want to go see, get your tickets now.
Yeah, don't. I mean, people tend to wait because our runs are longer, but don't wait. I mean, if you want good seats and you want to be up close to the stage, book now because the show is selling very well. I mean, our opening weekend is going to be nicely attended, and you know, this is something that the word of mouth is going to get out because I've watched how great the show has evolved and watched a run through last week where, you know, we're talking about nostalgia and the story that it tells not only of Sinatra but of our lives, very touched. And I think, you know, the people that our core audience are going to be very moved by this show as well. You wouldn't think, you know, you think I'm just going to go and listen to a bunch of Sinatra stuff.
That was my thought.
But it's amazing how there's at least, even last night I was watching a bit of the tech and I find myself being moved because it reminds me of those periods of my childhood and my early adult years and relationships with my parents and how important Sinatra's music was in our lives. So that's what this show's going to do. It's not just going to hear the music, but people are going to go out on the street and they're going to say, oh, wow, we didn't expect that. And this really touched us. And then people are going to want to get in to see something like that. It's going to create a buzz. So don't wait. 540-370-4300.
That's right. Call and get those tickets. And you've explained in the past, because a lot of times some have thought over the years, well, let me wait a few weeks till they get it down.
With the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and this was in January and February, the people couldn't get in those last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and once the word got out, and this is going to be the same for this, because the word is going to get out how great these four people are on stage, how great Dennis has staged the show, and, don't get your tickets now.
The phone number again?
540-370-4300. And, of course, you can go to riversidedt.com for all the information you need. Dates, times, Wednesday through Sunday at the Riverside.
You guys ready? You ready to finally, Stephanie, do it for real?
I think so. We've had a great rehearsal process. In the beginning, our first day, Dennis sat us down and said, this is going to be the most growth that you will see during a process, because we are not hiding behind characters. We are not playing. I am not playing Marilyn Monroe. I am playing Stephanie, who finds her Marilyn Monroe inner, you know, and that's what's so exciting about this show, is that we are truthfully responding to these circumstances. We are being honest and truthful as we tell the story and as we create this music. And so, I've grown as a performer so much, and I'm just so ready to share that with the audiences.
Tim, how about you? What kind of processes have you gone through to get to this point?
I mean, this show has been such a blast. Coming into it, I thought, well, a musical review, it's going to be great. We're going to sing the songs of Frank Sinatra. But Dennis has given us this kind of playpen where we've just been able to discover our characters and just really kind of flex your creative muscles unlike any other show. It's so not cookie cutter. I mean, there is a script and the framework, and it's a well-done script, but there's so much room to just play and discover and with the other actors and develop relationships in a way that is kind of doesn't happen all the time on stage. But for us and for this week and tonight, it's for me, it's the most exciting. I love Tech so much. A lot of actors are like, oh, Tech's the worst, grumble. I love Tech so much. I get all giddy about it. And we had our first night last night where we put on microphones, and ooh, that's where it all starts to become so real. And tonight we're adding costumes, and it's just the most exciting
time.
And the band.
Yeah. It's going to be right. Magical. It's going to be really great.
So you'll do that. So then will you keep adding to it right up till, say, Friday?
Yeah. Last night, well, the way the Tech process works is you add the sound first, and then you add costumes and lights with the band afterwards. You add it in increments, because doing it all at the same time is just too much.
Yeah.
So you really have to concentrate on one specific area and then integrate it all at the end. And so today, by the end of today, we will have integrated everything. Costumes, lights, sound, and then we'll have tomorrow to work it, perfect it, and then we open on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yes.
Yeah. My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra at the Riverside Center, May 9th through June the 28th, 370-4300, riversidedt.com for tickets. More coming up on Town Talk this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. It's now 8:32 on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right, News Talk. This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. It is My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. The beginning this Sunday through June the 28th at the Riverside Center in Stafford. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director here, along with Stephanie Cowan and Tim Russell. They're part of the cast, and Dennis Courtney is the director. Stephanie and Tim, I didn't ask you. We usually find out where you both are from. Stephanie, where are you from, and how'd you get here?
Yeah, well, I actually grew up in New Jersey around Princeton, and I went to Penn State for musical theater, and I graduated last May, so I am no longer the youngest crop of grads here in New York City trying to do the dream. But I live in Astoria, and I went to audition for My Way in the city, and I got it, and which it's wonderful, and then I drove on down here. So it's kind of exciting. A lot of people are like, well, so how are you liking Virginia? And I actually love the pace switch up, because in New Jersey we're always rushing, and we were kind of talking about this earlier today, that there's never a moment to appreciate or to take a moment when you're in the city, because you just have to get your body from one place to another at a certain time. And here we're able to appreciate trees and grass and scenery and a slower pace where being nice is a regular thing. You know, I love it here. I love it.
As someone who's a new, still a relatively new graduate, right. Is theater and what you've gotten into this, is it what you thought as you prepared to get to where you are now?
Right. Wow. It's definitely challenging. And everyone who goes into the business always says, if you feel like you can do something else, then do that. But if you have this passion and this drive to do theater, it's the only thing you can do. And so I think that my schooling has definitely prepared me. But New York City comes with all these challenges, like auditioning in the morning, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to an audition, and then waiting all day to be seen singing 30 seconds of a song, and then going to your survival job, which is serving or temp job kind of thing. And so really having all the energy and building up the stamina and still staying grateful and appreciative for the opportunities that you're given is definitely a challenge. And they always say when you have a job in theater, you're on vacation. So I'm very lucky to be on vacation right now.
Yeah, and you move around so much.
Yeah. Trying to explain it to some people here in Virginia, basically we're gypsies. We pack up and go. So right now, my life, I'm here in Virginia, and later in the summer I'm doing a contract down in North Carolina, and then I'll be back in the city auditioning again, starting all over. So yeah. It really, you have to kind of have that temperament. I usually like structure, but being able to embrace the unknown is an interesting challenge.
Yeah, you go where the wind takes you. You know, you're one second you're in New York doing the New York life, and the snap of your finger, your whole life changes with one phone call.
You're in Stafford County.
Yeah. Like, I never thought I'd end up there, but it's great. I love it. I love it here.
Tim, talk about your background.
Yeah, so I grew up in Connecticut, right outside of New Haven, in a little itty bitty town called Clinton. And I went to school for engineering, and I worked in the engineering field for a couple years to find that it wasn't for me. So I left my job and went to theater school, because that's what engineers do. I don't know. I think I'm the only one who ever did that. Well, I went to NYU for musical theater, and I finished a couple years back, and I've been living in New York for, this will be my fifth year there. Wow. Yeah, 5 years already. And so I've been grinding away for the last 3 years in the theater world, and I've been very fortunate. It's worked out for me so far, and I'm hoping to stay on the path.
So you've had, so you've done a number of shows in different places.
I have, yeah. I've done summer stocks, some off-Broadway things, readings, workshops, recordings, just whatever you can get, really. And I also went to school for pedagogy, which is kind of a science of voice teaching. So when I'm not auditioning, I work for a voice studio in Manhattan, which has been a lot of fun and also enlightening. Kind of, it keeps you in tune as a performer as well, and it's also nice to help people out and pursue their dreams and goals as well.
So I guess for people who think, and for kids especially, who are thinking this is what I want to do, just be flexible and be ready to do anything and everything,
and be ready to work really, really hard. Yeah. It's not easy at all. And you have to have that mindset of just being formidable and, like, getting up early and going for it and working really long hours and giving every ounce of energy that you have to it. Otherwise, it's like, it might not work.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of work that goes in with it. I remember being in college and sitting next to a regular general major, and she was like, it must be so easy to sing and dance all day. And it really isn't. It's quite a challenge. There's a lot of demanding work, and for each hour that you spend, it's kind of the same. You have to put in the work, and if you don't, it's very obvious. So the homework is just as important.
Being involved right now in Tech Week and having everything added is once the show gets started, then what is your day like? Because I guess you each day you're just waiting for the night,
right? That's true. We yeah. Tim and I have actually kind of thought of goals. We keep at it. We have a goal list of things that we want to accomplish while we're here, because we have the whole day, basically, and staying in our hotel rooms would be so boring.
Yeah.
There's lots of things to explore here, but also personal goals as performers. We have these exciting things that we kind of want to work on while we're here, because in New York City, you don't have the time to say, what can I do for me? What can I do to forward my craft, and what can I do to reach my goals? And so this is actually kind of a perfect built-in time to get prepared for the next time we find ourselves in New York City.
Patrick, I remember you telling me several months ago about how you were going to go to New York and do some auditions for the shows, and I guess they're the result of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a regular thing. We've done it, you know, I think we auditioned in New York for Dreamgirls. We've done it three or four times for just a specific, you know, what I didn't think I was going to find in this area. But now, I've gone to our board here, and I said, I want to make this a regular thing, do a yearly seasonal audition in New York. And it really was great for our first time doing the seasonal. We had such a great turnout. I mean, we had so many submissions, and, you know, we did appointments, so I had to actually go through over 600, you know, pictures and resumes, and just basically seeing, you know, where people have worked, who they've worked with, where they've been schooled. You know, I didn't even hear them sing. It was basically what we had to go by, and I think we did a pretty good job. We screened, we saw a lot of good talent out of the submissions. So this will be a regular thing because, you know, not that we don't want to. I think it's great to use the talent that is in the area, and there's a lot of outstanding talent in the area. But you have to be open to, you know, the hiring people from the outside for certain roles that you're not going to find here. So, and New York is not that far from here. You know, we have a great schedule where if people are working for us and they need to get to New York for a couple of days, they're off on a Monday or Tuesday, so they can get to an audition or whatever. Whereas, you know, a lot of people, if they're working out of New York, they may be hired West Coast, they may be hired in the Midwest, and you're not getting back with that kind of flexibility. And then we got the train right downtown Fredericksburg that you just hop on and go door to door. It's great. So yeah, we will be doing this. This will be a regular thing.
Dennis, as the director, we talk about the life of the actors, but I guess for you too, it's at times you can be a gypsy.
Exactly the same thing. Yeah, I had my first job in the business at 15, and it's all I've ever done since then. And the great thing is that I have been paid to not only do what I love, but I've been paid to see the world, which very few people can do, to say I've been paid to see the world. I've worked on 6 of the 7 continents. I've worked in every major theater in the United States. At times I've had 5 shows running, 2 in the United States, 1 in Canada, 1 in Israel, and 1 in Europe at the same time.
How does that work?
That's a lot of frequent flyer miles is what that is.
Yeah.
But it's just so amazing to be able to say that I get paid to do not only what I love, make a good living doing it, but to see the world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so yeah, so I'll be a gypsy for that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And fit in a personal life, which we all have, believe it or not.
We do?
Uh-oh.
Maybe I better go back to being a gypsy.
So it's very similar. And I was an actor for many years and still am sometimes, but, you know, the director's life is the same as the actor's.
Now, whereas Patrick can, you know, a lot of times brings people back and sees people and thinks, you know, when he's looking ahead to different shows, I guess you working with these people at times will say, I know exactly who would fit, who would be a good person for that role.
Oh, many times, many times. And a lot of, I mean, the director's job really, besides the skill of what we do, is casting. If you have the right cast, then 80% of your work is done. I mean, if you have the right people. And yes, very often when you are given a show, the very first thing you think of is, who do I already know that can play these roles? Because it's familiarity, it's family, it's having people around you whose work you know and trust. In this case, we lucked out because I never worked with any of these people. And it just turned out to be a wonderful situation. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. In this case, we lucked out.
And, you know, for me it's good because when our audiences come in to see a show and I watch these people work and I work with a new director, you know, it's hard to – finding good directors is not as easy as you think it is. And when you lock in with somebody that you really like – then you're already putting in the back of your head, I want to bring him back, and I wonder what would be – and we've already talked – you know, I'll say to him, what's your bucket list? What are some of the things you'd like to do? Same thing with Tim and Stephanie. I'm already thinking in my head as I watch, oh, I'd love to bring them back to do this. Or I would even say – I think I said to Tim the other day, what are some things you're dying to do? Because you just – you want to bring good people back. And your audiences see somebody on stage and some of the people I've brought back, they oh, we're so glad you brought so-and-so back. Mm-hmm. It's great for the existing theater that we're working at as well.
As having gone now for many years to a lot of your productions, you see familiar your faces and it's like, oh good, you know, haven't seen them in a while. And I guess Tim, for you and you both, you and Stephanie, now you do something like this and you haven't been to the Riverside in this area before, and it just not only adds to your resume, but you now have you've got both Patrick and Dennis who know them, and it's just making connections.
Yeah, it is, and hopefully we'll have those connections for a long time, but it's been great working here. I mean, the first day we got here, you know, you just get a vibe when you show up for your first day of work or your first day of school. Mm-hmm. You get a vibe. You're like, either, yeah, this is going to work really well, or like, I'm not sure. And I knew from the second I walked in the door that it was going to be a great process the whole time. Hadn't even, like, sung a note yet. And you just know because you feel the energy in the air.
Right. Just to reiterate really quickly, and this is for any young actors who are listening, these days people are always asking me, young actors, how do I brand myself? And my first reaction to them is, well, you must have something to brand. And at your age, you have nothing to brand. The very first thing you have to do in the industry is to develop relationships and contacts, first and foremost. So that's why what Patrick and I and Stephanie and Tim are talking about is that the relationship and knowing people is the most important thing before you brand anything. So those of you who are listening, young actors, develop relationships.
Yeah.
And on the sad part about that, for me, the gypsy part of me, because I was a performer for so many years, you bring in these people, and then with my existing schedule, I get so busy that I don't get to spend the time that I would like to. I mean, Dennis and I, a week ago, we got to have dinner. And then the time goes by so quickly because you're working on so many different things.
Yeah.
So you look forward to the opportunities to bring people back so you can get to know them, you know, better. And it's all about creating a stable of great directors and great performers to have at your theater. That's what's going to pack the seats. So,
My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, May 9th through June 28th at the Riverside Center, 370-4300. To call and get your tickets, or you can hop online, riversidedt.com. More coming up with Patrick Ahern, Stephanie Cowan, Tim Russell, and Dennis Courtney on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. At the Riverside Center, May 9th through the 28th, starting this Saturday, it is a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. Besides this, Patrick, what else are we looking at for the rest of the year?
Well, this is the beginning of season 18. My Way kicks it off. And then after My Way closes on June 28th, we're going to have just some kind of a fun musical comedy, The Wedding Singer, which is Broadway musical version of the film that was with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then everybody's excited to have Sister Act here in the fall. We're one of the first regional theaters to get it in the country. So we got some good stuff coming up.
And around the Christmas season this year?
We're going to have MAME, which everybody knows. And a lot of people have said to me, oh, you're not going to do a holiday show this year. But, you know, MAME's got its little Christmas section in there. We need a little Christmas. And Sally Struthers coming back to play the part of Agnes Gooch. Which is a very funny role. And, MAME, and then Buddy Holly's story, and then My Fair Lady. So great season ahead.
Yep. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300 to order those tickets. During the last break, Stephanie, you said off air, it's something to really emphasize. This show, My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra for any age.
Right. I don't want to undate myself or date myself, but I'm very young, and I did not grow up listening to Frank Sinatra, and I find myself getting taken away by the story and the music that is told for this. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful music, and I think it's a wonderful date night for young people because they kind of are able to get exposure to an era that I unfortunately missed out on, and so kind of being able to get a well-rounded perspective.
Tim Russell, what's your favorite song in this? A couple of either scenes or what's your favorite part of what you're doing?
One of the medleys in the show is called Songs for Survivors, and it's just kind of like the Vegas part of the show where just like the big heavy-hitting kind of 11 o'clock numbers. And one of the songs in that medley is That's Life. That's life. That's what all the people say. And that's probably my favorite song. And also another song that Stephanie sings, actually, is The Best Is Yet to Come. Those are my top two.
Dennis, as someone who's, as the director, what do you hope when I come, as I walk out, what is your hopes that am I going to be humming some of these tunes in my head as I leave?
No doubt, but I mean, this is what I always hope, that first of all, you've had a fantastic time being entertained. Because we're entertainers, and it's what we do, and it's what gives us great joy. And I also hope that I always want the audience to be touched in their heart and soul, as well as being provoked mentally and cerebrally. You know, so I hope that they can think and feel and have an experience that's memorable for long after the time the show is over.
It is My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. Saturday starts on Saturday and continues through June 28th. You all set, Patrick? This is going to sounds like it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm all set. I just get to sit back and enjoy. So, it's great, and it's a pleasure to have Tim and Stephanie. And I can't say enough about Dennis and what he's done with the show. So, give yourselves a treat. Get out and see My Way.
370-4300, RiversideDT.com. My Way, May 9th through June 28th. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.